Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Go.
God. Careful.
Hello and welcome to Raw Impressions. Featuring Lou Barlow and the Del Barlow. Now, what the fuck were you guys? I mean, I know where you were. You're on a family trip. But you usually do your podcast while you're away. Why not this time? Like I said, I knew where you were. I knew you were gone. But I think, why didn't you do your podcast while you were away?
Space. Time to tell
What's
him.
What's going on? Oh, wait. Lou.
What?
You tell me. What's happening? What's going on?
We simply didn't have enough room.
Mm-hmm. I have so much to say. Okay. So much to say. I mean, if four-track man
Adele.
Will...
Oh. Adele.
Yes.
What's the real word? What's really going on?
I'm happy to give it.
Tell me all about it.
Okay, now? Should I go?
Go.
Okay, go. I have so much to say. So much to say. Welcome to Raw Impressions, everyone.
Okay, carry on, you two.
Oh, my gosh.
Carry on for a while. You know. And don't forget about us next time. Or do. Whatever. Do what you need to do. Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to be back. It is good to be back recording the pod with you. I definitely missed it. Lou and I were in Los Angeles for a week. It was our kids' spring break. And so some people go to Florida, some people go up to Maine around here. And we went back to LA for a week and stayed in our old neighborhood of Silver Lake.
Yes, we did. I just want to get this out of the way. I have my hair in my face, not because I'm a pretentious asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hiding my face again because I'm so red.
Yeah, you've been.
I had a shot of
presenting a little red lately.
I had a shot for those watching at home or watching us at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, my face is super red again. I had a shot of espresso about 45 minutes ago.
Uh huh.
Anyway, we went to Los Angeles because
that's... And you also got a little sunburned in LA.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. It's like kind of a double whammy, and I'm feeling self-conscious.
Oh.
I'm not above it.
It's okay. Cover it up.
We went to Los Angeles because that's what we do.
Yep. We like to go back there, and it's kind of like, you know, some people go, oh, we're snowbirds, and we go to Florida every year. We go to Arizona. It's like our second home. Well, I'll just say it. LA is like my second home.
Yeah. It was our first home
what
for quite
that?
A while. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It was like a little ch-ch.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a glitch.
It was a glitch.
That would be called a glitch.
I like that song by Taylor Swift, by the way, Glitch.
Oh, there's one called Glitch on the new record?
It's on Midnights, I think, the extended thing.
Yes.
Whatever that's called. But
okay.
Anywho, moving on.
A lot of Taylor talk, too.
Yeah, well.
Just got it. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So, where was I? Now Taylor just blew it out of my mind.
Oh, well, so why didn't we do, where have we been? Why haven't we recorded the podcast, Nelly? Because
we have recorded
previously.
That's right. I took the microphones.
Yes. You took up half the suitcase you were sharing with Hendrix.
I did. I took up half the suitcase with all of this podcast paraphernalia.
Yep.
We got there and we just never pulled it out because We didn't have room for it because we need a little bit of privacy.
We do. It's true. And I kind of knew immediately upon entering our Airbnb, which we can talk more about. We could talk about we stayed in an Airbnb in Silver Lake, like right off of Sunset and right near Cafe Stella. That's all I'll say.
Walking distance from the places that both you and I lived.
Yes. Walking distance to my previous home for many years and Lou's previous home.
A nice steep staircase. I could walk a very steep staircase right to my street.
Yes. Yes. Where you lived for a long time.
I don't know what they named that hill. They don't really seem to have names. There's Franklin Hills, which we could see from our Airbnb. And then there's the hill. The next hill going east was the one that both you and I lived on. And then there's a hill after that. And then there's a hill after that. And then there's Dodger Stadium on another hill.
Yes.
Anyway.
Upon entering the home, we realized there was literally no privacy because even if Lou and
for you and me.
Yeah, to do the podcast.
To sit down with two microphones.
Right. And headphones on. To like block out noise and to block that out would have also been kind of unsafe because the Airbnb had a pool. It had a little cute pool like that the guy tucked into his tiny yard. I mean, it was like he'd used every little inch of that. And it was just concrete. It wasn't like grass. There was no grass or anything. It was just sort of like this concrete backyard that he plunked a cool little pool in.
Cool pool.
Grateful. Amazing.
Cold.
It was a saltwater pool, so it's not heated, and it still is, you know, believe it or not, LA does have seasons, and it's kind of like spring there still, too, just like here, so it's cooler. It was on the cooler side. And the house also had all these sliding pocket doors, which I love a pocket door. That's great. That being said, these had like huge gaps like underneath they weren't like flush with the floor or anything. So there's a lot of like air pockets and I couldn't have had my headphones on. And what if Izzy fell in the pool?
Well, she would swim to the side because she can swim now.
But I know, but nonetheless, it's still.
You're absolutely. I was sleeping.
Kids would have been hovering, listening to every little thing we say.
They would. We're talking about them all the time.
All the time.
Anyway, this would just be like, hey, we're going to go put on headphones and talk into microphones about you because they think we're always talking about them.
Truth.
And we generally are.
Of course.
We are generally always talking about them.
I mean, what parents are not? I mean, that's our job.
When they come up to me, either of them, Izzy or Hendrix, you guys are talking about me, it's like, yeah, I love your response. Your response is, of course we are. What else are we going to talk about? So I was in a bedroom.
Parents are lame. You are our full-time job. We were going to constantly figure you out and help. And yeah, it's like.
We are totally talking about you
behind
your back. We
are obsessed with you.
So I was sharing a bedroom with Hendrix. You were sharing a bedroom with Izzy. There was one kind of living room and a small dining room and a small kitchen and the outdoor and the pool. There was no space for you and I to sit and talk.
No.
And when that realization hit me, when I realized that we weren't going to do the podcast as we do 51 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
Or we did last
year. Hell
yeah. I was like, I sort of disengaged from podcast mode, and I started to have what can only be described as a vacation, which I don't know, y'all don't know me that well, but I'm not really I don't vacate very often.
No, you don't usually take any time off. I mean, even whenever we've done any sort of family trip back to LA or wherever, you are always working, like always doing something. And the last two times you and I both have done like live podcast things or we're recording when we're there or you're doing a solo show or it's tagged on to a dino show or, you know, it's just there's or you're like, oh, someone's calling me from Italy to do an interview at 4 o'clock on Zoom while we're on vacation. You're like, what?
Right.
You know, so there's always
something. That's true. I didn't do
something.
Anything. Like the Folk Implosion record was announced.
Coming soon on Joyful Noise Recordings. Walk Through Me. The new LP by The Folk Implosion. Out June 28th on CD, cassette, vinyl LP, and digitally completely free. their first album of new music in 25 years. John Davis and Lou Barlow are the Folk Implosion.
Yes.
During our
congrats.
Yes, but I didn't do any promotional related stuff. I barely posted about it. I vacated. I gave zero. Almost zero. Didn't do my weekly meeting with John and Joyful Noise Recordings.
Forgot about that meeting even. See, that's, I vacated too. Yeah. Wow.
So we were just kind of like in our little family zone.
Yeah.
For 8 full days.
That's true. We did. We were there for the full spring break. We were like, no fucking around. We're just plunking our asses there. And, you know, we had thought about doing some work things while we were there, because we always do. It seemed logical. But yeah, like when we got there, all of a sudden, it just was kind of like, no.
I have to say,
I needed the break, to be honest. I needed the break. It's been pretty relentless. So.
And then also, where we were staying, it has such sentimental weight to us. Mm. And not just like sentiment. I mean, but the memories that live in those hills.
Right.
Where we were walking were places that we walked, you know, over 20 years ago.
For sure.
As, you know, younger versions of ourselves.
Not knowing each other,
not
too.
Not knowing each other or knowing each other or like...
Yeah, majority of the time had no idea.
It was like there were so many things for me to personally sift through.
Yeah.
On Sunday, so we arrived on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, Hendrix and I, after we had gone, we went to this really comfort food Mexican place called Casita del Campo,
yep.
Which is, you know,
on Hyperion.
We'd both been numerous times, so it was nice to go back.
Yes.
And then after that, Hendrix and I took off and walked the staircase up the hill.
Yes, there's stairs in Silver Lake.
Esther's Stairs. There's probably some other one. There's a, oh, I can't remember the name of the street.
Remember the name.
I should have done research.
Oh, there's different stairs. But the thing that's...
If Four Track Man could just come in right now, just interject the name of the street that is associated with these stairs, that would be appreciated.
Happy to help. The Lander Street Stairs. Lander Street ascends the hill and becomes stairs. And those are the ones you walked up, also known as Esther Steps.
The Silver Lake Stairs are really interesting and good for your glutes.
Yeah. So that was one adventure going up the stairs.
Yeah.
The next day, Monday.
Oh my gosh, Monday.
This was
our only kind of scheduled thing I did.
Well, I was a little surprised at first. Adele, she scheduled us to go horseback riding in Griffith Park.
Yes.
Which meant driving to the end of Beechwood Canyon Drive. Is that it?
Yeah. You go right
underneath the Hollywood sign. You go all the way to the end, and then there's this big, and it had been raining quite a bit
when
we got there.
By the way, driving Beechwood Canyon all the way to the end is super cool. And what was the name of that area right that you enter there? Is it called Hollywoodland?
Hollywoodland.
Yes, like, it's amazing. There's a little sign and everything. It's
originally,
so cool.
The Hollywood sign was Hollywoodland because it was like this little housing development that they built there. Probably in the 30s. Four-track man, help me out.
Help out.
they began building Hollywoodland in 1923.
But there's at the top of this road of the drive, it just sort of dead ends in this horse ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And Adele scheduled, she said, I want to go horseback riding. And my first impulse was like, I seized up because I fear a lot of things, but I think they're reasonable fears. I do fear riding horses at my advanced age because they will throw you.
They can.
They can kick you. They can.
They can.
I was thrown from a horse when I was young.
They just fall off if they bounce too fast.
I was thrown off a horse when I was young, but it didn't deter me from riding. I remember I got back up and got right on that horse. And loved it. I mean, I really liked the few times that I did horseback ride as a kid. And when I say kid, I mean like Izzy's age.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked it. Really enjoyed it. So I was not really like That's not why I'm afraid of riding a horse. It's just that
adult fears.
I'm fragile.
Yeah.
You just reached to pull this curtain from behind you. I literally just
reached behind me, guys, and I went to yank this curtain shut before we recorded because it was too bright on me. And I have now strained my arm.
Yeah.
And I may need to do some repair work after this podcast.
Yeah, and I shattered my collarbone within the last few years. I've had a hernia. I'm like,
slipped,
you just can't.
On ice.
So yep. I'm thinking, like, if I get thrown from a horse, it's going to... Something's going to break. So yes. I was a little, just something is going to break. It's going to, it's not going to, it's
have,
not going to be
we
great.
We have learned that like after 40, there's so many things you should never do.
I know you were complaining. You were like, oh, and I'm like,
why did I bother closing that curtain? I know that was really dumb of me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. So anyway, but yeah, so you were, I think that was a very healthy
fear. I had some apprehension,
fear.
But I was like, but I kept it. I tapped it down. I'm like, she wants to do this. I'm not going to lead with the fear. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let this happen. Okay. I'm going to get on the horse. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
We're going to do it. So leading up to it, I was suppressing my fears.
Well, Izzy asked to ride a horse, by the way. That's why.
She did. Oh.
Yes. That's why I scheduled it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I missed that in the blizzard of information, of domestic information that I live in day to day.
A little tidbit there. Yeah. So
all of, so I was surprised.
Okay.
And, but also like, you know, and I can't say, honestly, Adele, at any point was I excited. I knew that I was going to be enduring this.
Yeah, you were so quiet. You had this
And I was just like, do not. And I was like, I was holding on. I'm like, don't be a dick. Don't let on that you are going to simply endure this ride. Don't let on. Don't let on. And I kind of don't want to know if I did. I'm sure I did in some way. I'm sure I betrayed what I was thinking and my anxiety. But the day before, you were like... I can't remember. All of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute. Horseback riding is dangerous. I can't remember what made you. What made you think
Because they made me sign the waivers.
Yes! The waiver. That was so fucking funny.
The waivers came through, and I just broke out in like a cold sweat. I was like,
fucking hilarious.
Holy shit. This is a terrible idea. What am I doing? I was like...
That was fucking killer. You were like...
They had this line in there that said, riding horses is inherently dangerous. And I'm like, Christ! No! I can't... spam call. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to take care of that. But yes, I was like inherently dangerous. I can't put my child and my stepson on a horse. This is wrong. I cannot do this.
You said to me, you're like, and then it was like there, I had my in. I had my in. Like, do I take that in and go, well, yeah, it is. I told you. I'm afraid. I was like, hold on. And I was like, nope. And I think my message at that point to you was like, don't worry, it's going to be okay.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did. You did. And in fact, you were like almost blasé about
nonchalant about it.
You were just you were like, of course it's inherently dangerous, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be totally fine. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be totally great. And I'm like, it is? It's going to be totally great? And you were like, yeah. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go. We're going to horseback ride. And I'm sitting there sweating and I'm privately going, oh no, what if I hurt my family? And this is like, what if I'm leading them to their like death on a horse? And this is inherently dangerous. It says so in the waiver.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we're there. We get to the ranch. We're all lined up. The woman is giving us the. She's like, you know.
Well, I would also like to say that interestingly, I could talk for hours and hours about this. But if anyone's interested, we could do part 2, 3, 4. We might have to because we're running out of time.
No, we're not. We got all the time in the fucking world. We
missed. Got to pick up Hendrix in like 10 minutes.
Oh dear God, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Anyway. So anyway, school's done real soon. Basically, we get there and this is just one of those things where I you have to take in the experience. You have to go like, oh, aha, I'm learning as I go, because no one there like greeted us. You know, they weren't like, hi, how's it going? Welcome to da, da, da. And, you know, you stand over here and you go over here and whatever. It's like you just go up there. It had rained the two previous days.
Super muddy.
So it was so muddy. So muddy. And you don't know if your foot is sinking into mud, or manure, shit, piss, all of the above. And
definitely all of the
above. All of the above. So I was really grateful that we all were fairly reasonably dressed for this occasion, which is like, you know, jeans, sneakers, whatnot.
Yeah, I wore like my most denim-y denim.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you get up there and I just kind of like find my way to the office or something. And then I had to sign one more waiver and I'm like, oh God. And then some other people are kind of wandering around. Like, again, there's no instruction. So we're just sort of like meandering about. And then these other two women come like near the end who are also part of our ride. It's a group, you know, you're just signing up for an hour of horseback riding. So whoever's going to be there, right? And these two women, they were dressed not appropriately for the ride, but you know, they made it and they did it. But one of them had like full on platform shoes on, like a little white crop top. Again, this was mud, you guys, shit and mud. And this was not like some she, like you're thinking LA glam horse ranch. No, it was like dirty, muddy. The barn was falling apart.
They were also incessantly selfie-ing.
The women obsessively took their
every step
their,
of the way.
Their hand was projected almost the whole time in front
trying
of them.
Trying on helmets.
Yes, they did. They did it signing from the helmet. Signing a waiver. Signing the here I am signing my life away. Like,
and I just want to add, like, here's the thing. I've been kind of dreading this moment, and then we got there, like, and nothing that I saw was alleviating any of my
I was going to say, anxiety. This probably didn't make you feel any better.
Because I looked out and there's just a bunch of horses, a lot of horses, all just on fucking, just sitting in these muddy pens. And I have a real problem with animals and pens. And like, I'm to the point now where I can barely go to a zoo. And I'm just like, here's all these miserable horses vying for food and snorting at each other. And I'm like, oh, they're not happy. They're not happy. I'm like, these are not happy creatures. And then the woman gets up and gives us the whole go down, you know, runs down the whole thing. The last thing she says, what did she say? She said, is anyone sort of uneasy about this? And I raised my hand.
I was proud of you for that.
Because I'm like, give me the right horse. Give me your like most fucking docile, beaten down beast that has just completely given up. I want an animal that its spirit has been so
it can feel your fear through the saddle. Yes,
like I don't want anything. You know, it's like I want. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want that, you know, so that's why I did that. Even though, yes, the animal misery was triggering me right away.
I can't say that I thought their horses were miserable. That's something that you're
supposed to be running.
Okay.
They're but not supposed
how many horses in this world are just out there free and running? So many are in pens and stables.
I know, it's a fucking bummer.
Okay.
It bums me out.
We also like, you know, put cats and dogs in our home and we, you know.
You know how I feel about cats. They should be free.
I know, but you also just feel that they're like basically disposable. If one gets hit by a car, you just get another one.
Well, I lived a good life, and then I got hit by a car. Bettered me trapped in a house, like staring just balefully into the wild and reacting. I mean,
I'm just saying, we use animals. We do.
We do.
We do. We use them.
We eat them. We use them. We torture them. But anyway, she says,
God,
it's like, she says,
yes,
she goes, so, Horses really like to stay to the edge of the path.
If anyone here is
afraid of heights,
you should know
that we are going to be at the edge of the path. And I was like, oh no. Because at that point, I'm like, I'd already given up. I'm like, I'm going to ride the horse, but it's cool. I know the paths at Griffith Park. They're wide.
They're so wide.
They're wide. Yep. You know, so I'm like, we're just going to be trotting down in the middle. Hey, maybe even we're going to be trotting on the hillside, you know, sure. Like where we're, you know, there's no drop off.
Yeah.
But in Griffith Park, these wide, wide, very safe paths actually do have significant drop offs.
Oh, profound.
And we're at the top of Griffith Park at this point.
Yes.
Near the top.
Folks, if you don't
know.
And
I'm like, I went, oh my fucking God.
This is very high. It's high. It's high up. Very very, very high up. We're talking like mountains.
So we get on those horses. Hendrix and Izzy are, by the way, totally cool.
Cool as cucumbers.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So now,
even though Izzy's been on three horses, ends up on her third horse.
That's
right. Which was making me nervous, by the way. But I didn't say anything to you.
I know, exactly. Because they're like, what are they doing? So finally they get Izzy on a horse that I guess is not going to buck her off or whatever. I'm like, hopefully they're just making the right decisions here. That's nice that they're, you know, trying different options.
I know.
So we get on these horses and we start the march. The march. I mean, this is a slow, there's like seven
you
horses.
You go single file.
Single file, slowly, just with the horse going boom, boom. I mean, it feels a bit like, I don't want to say
I am never going to take you horseback riding ever again. You're making it sound like I fucking tortured you.
You didn't do this. You didn't. There's no way you could have known.
I did not know it was going to be like that. I really didn't. I thought we would be like casually trotting in the middle.
Or a meadow.
Which
in the middle of a meadow.
Okay, yes.
But no. Let me just
interject one last thing. It's just that the previous time I had horseback ridden, and the only time I had horseback ridden in LA was when we lived in LA 12 years ago, and I took my oldest stepdaughter, Hannelore, horseback riding, and it was chill, and it was like low, nice. And we were in the middle of
It was at the bottom of the hill.
It was at the bottom of the hill, and anyway, it was very mellow. So that was my only experience with it.
Like a procession. Like we could have, I mean, I felt like I was like, oh my God, it could have been the 1800s and I'm just sort of a prisoner of war on horseback, just with my head hanging down, the horse just like, and just this procession, but right on the fucking edge of the cliff.
They were literally, their 2,000 pound bodies were like balancing on the edge of this very wide path. The horse was like, I know, I'm gonna go right to the fucking edge.
That's their instinct. The woman explained their instinct is to walk on the edge. And I'm like, why? Hey, fair. Maybe because then they can see predators coming up. And they can see it from the side because they don't want to if something's coming up the hill to get them.
They want to be prepared.
They want to be prepared for that. And they also want to have perspective of what's coming down at them. Fair enough, horses. This is a vestige of their wild selves that they are indulging. And God bless them because they can't indulge. They can indulge so little of what they are meant to do and what they want to do as intelligent, beautiful creatures. We are riding them. If they want to ride on the fucking edge of the cliff, and she's like, and they will never fall. I guarantee you, she said, I guarantee you they will not fall. And I was like, okay, I'll take that. But I'll tell you what, we started that march.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I was like, this is like, I have times where I've been in vehicles, like on edges of cliffs, yes. You know, all over the sort of touring world that I've been on the edge of cliffs in like Chile. And those times are just their endurance test. It's like, I'm going to hold on and I am not going to have a panic attack. And so we're on the horses and thank you, Adele, for not at any point. And it was an hour long. There was a little bit of a respite in the middle where you and I spoke with one of the guides.
Yes.
And it took a lot of tension away.
Yes.
Which was really nice. But then at the end, we're coming back. We looped all the way up and then started the procession back down the hill. You and I are at the back of the line and we're like, we have to relive every twist and turn that we just did, but now on the other side. Meanwhile, Izzy's like three horses in front of us, kind of moving around. And you start to not yell at Izzy, but you're like, Izzy, watch it, honey. What? And I'm like, she goes, Lou, she's moving. I'm like, I know. I'm like,
I got so scared can't. Because I saw Izzy start kicking her left foot. And they said that you kick the horse on the side that you want it to go. And the left side was the edge. So she was on the cliff. So she was trying to pull it to the right while kicking her left foot. And God bless that horse was like, paid no mind and obviously did not jump off the fucking cliff, because I was like, she's directing it to go off the cliff, because that was the directive. That would be the directive.
Man. That was the thing, is like, I'm like, I was just concentrating so hard and holding it together for myself, and then really just going like, I wanted to be strong for you, for one thing. You were right behind me, because,
yeah,
I mean, these are what nightmare vacations are made of, is like moments like that where a couple, mm-hmm. a married couple, even people that are deeply in love like you and I can mm-hmm. crack.
Mm-hmm.
Something can crack because it's out of our control. Daddy's in a place that's out of his control.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's feeling, and then you're like, you want me to take more control. I'm not able to take that control. Izzy is like,
Izzy is directing the horse
off the cliff.
Yeah.
You're like, and look, Lou, she's directing. And I'm like,
I don't think you said anything.
I think I kept my fucking mouth shut. But what I would have said was, I know, I can't think about that right now.
Oh, no, you did say that. No, you said I can't think about that right now.
If I add my child plunging up, being crushed by a 2,000-pound horse rolling down the fucking mountainside in Griffith Park, I'm going to lose my mind. I am teetering on the edge because you and I both.
But then I stopped talking too because I was like,
I know, we were silent. That was the thing. Yeah, that's when I knew it was.
I only said you were there with me.
I was totally there.
Well, I only said one thing one time, which was, Izzy, please don't kick. And I was like, Lou, please tell her. And that was the only thing I said. It wasn't a lot. It was just one little thing. We still had
fucking 20 minutes after that.
But I mean, when I saw her little leg go up in the air and her foot like go down to kick on the left side, my heart like leapt over the edge of that cliff. I was like, well.
So I looked it up. And then since that day,
yes,
I've been thinking a lot about my acrophobia.
Okay. Because
I've got it.
Oh, okay.
And I think you do too.
Yeah. God.
Guess what?
What?
Only 2-5% of the population have acrophobia.
Really?
Yes. That makes me feel worse. I had a dream the other night that I've been having dreams about heights. I always have dreams about high, being up high, cliffs.
Well, you know how I feel about heights. I go bonkers. I go fucking bonkers. It's so hard for me and it's so disorienting. I get woozy because of my vertigo. I have vertigo that love it. It just comes and goes whenever it wants to. And boy, it hits me hard. And anyway, we survived. We survived the fucking horse ride.
Look, 2-5% of the population understand acrophobia or have it. Most of them are women. So I belong to a tiny percent of men who are afraid of heights.
I thought that everyone did. I thought everyone felt this horror. I know. And like Hendrix and Izzy, when we got down, I was like, were you okay? Were you scared? They were like,
they were fucking fine.
They were psyched. Hendrix was like, that was the best thing I've ever done. That was amazing. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I was in such a sheer state of panic that I could barely like even focus on the fact that it was like glorious. It was glorious. I mean, the view, it was incredible. They were like, look at, there's the Griffith Park Observatory. There's a Hollywood sign. Look at the canyons down below. And I was well, all I'm seeing is death. Okay. Does anyone else just visualize themselves dying in a terrible collapse right now?
It was a gorgeous day.
It was stunning.
It was gorgeous. I was a little, you know,
we have to wrap it up,
the
don't
horse,
we?
The horse thing, the horse thing, the beasts of burden, the captivity, the
it
tweaks me.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for not
for,
for I was really, because I've been, there's been times in my life where I've been teased for my fears. There's been times like that where it's been used against me, you know? Or when people smell that fear on me, they kind of, they will attack.
Oh, well, I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't.
Oh.
But, you know, every day presents a new way for me to possibly, this is, I think this way much less, but every day I do feel is a new opportunity for me to disappoint people who love me and trust in me. I feel that way much less, but that was a test because I really didn't want to lose you there, not just by plunging off a cliff, but I didn't want to lose your trust in me, and I didn't want who I am and my fears to undermine our connection in any way. And it can. You know, I've been in that position before. You and I have managed to come all of this way, and this was such a full circle trip to LA for us. We went back to where we had come together and where we changed our lives together 12 years ago. And we came back, and such a rush of memories and a rush of those days when I was not at my best were swirling in my head. And when I was perched on the edge of that cliff on that horse, I was grateful that you and I were there together and that we are able to talk about this and really share how deeply fucking freaked out we were.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I was right there with you, chilled to the bone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. So that was just the fucking horse ride.
That's just part one, guys. We'll get into the rest of LA. There's a lot to say. I have so much to say. I got to tell you about my flight out there. We'll talk about that next time. Oh my gosh. Well, we're so happy to be back, everyone. And thank you for those who missed us. And yeah, so we're alive. We survived.
I'm going to go pick up Hendrix now.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.